That's what psychologists call an aha moment. That was the moment I realized 30's not the new 20. Yes, people settle down later than they used to, but that didn't make Alex's 20s a developmental downtime. That made Alex's 20s a developmental sweet spot, and we were sitting there blowing it. That was when I realized that this sort of benign neglect was a real problem, and it had real consequences. Not just for Alex and her love life, but for the careers and the families and the futures of 20-somethings everywhere. There are 50 million 20-somethings in the United States right now. We're talking about 15% of the population, or 100% if you consider that no one's getting through adulthood without going through their 20s first. Raise your hand if you're in your 20s. I really want to see some 20-somethings here. Oh, yay, y'all's awesome. If you work with 20-somethings, you love a 20-something, you're losing sleep over 20-somethings, I want to see, okay, awesome, 20-somethings really matter. So I specialize in 20-somethings because I believe that every single one of those 50 million 20-somethings deserves to know what psychologists, sociologists, neurologists, and fertility specialists already know, that claiming your 20s is one of the simplest yet most transformative things you can do for work, for love, for your happiness, maybe even for the world.